Isn't it great how Christians in a church always get along swimmingly? Never any problems, never any fallouts. Oh, always just having a great time together, enjoying one another's company. Except it isn't like that, is it? We know it isn't. We know that there are times when even believers in the same church, even in our church, fall out. One of the things about lockdown has been that we've really missed being able to gather together. We've missed one another, at least I hope we all have. But the reality may be that there are some people in church that you haven't missed, because perhaps you'd fallen out with them. Perhaps only the two of you know that. Perhaps it's more public, but you've fallen out. That does happen. Christians fall out, fail to agree, can end up at loggerheads, or at least cold towards one another. Here's today's verses from Philippians 4 and Philippians 4 and verses 2 and 3. I urge you, Euodia, and I urge Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I also ask you, true partner, to help these women who have contended for the gospel at my side, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. There were two women in the church in Philippi who had fallen out. They hadn't always been at loggerheads. Their names are Euodia and Syntyche. They'd worked alongside Paul, we discover in these verses, contending for the gospel. They were definitely Christians and keen ones at that. But they'd come to some sort of disagreement and it wasn't getting resolved. But things shouldn't be left there when that happens. We can't just leave things in a situation where two people in church are not talking to one another, have fallen out. It needs to be resolved. So whose responsibility is that? And if you're in this boat, and even if you're not listening, because you may have a part to play in solving it. The first responsibility lies with the two people at loggerheads who have fallen out. Paul says, first of all, I urge Euodia and Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Now, that doesn't mean they can't have different opinions about stuff. Of course they can. But they must put differences of opinion that are of secondary importance to one side and agree in the Lord. They must make sure that they're keeping the main thing, that they know they're both on the same side, that they're both contending for the gospel together in all of life. Yes, there may be disagreements over secondary things, but don't allow those to cause a fallout. But it's not only their responsibility to reconcile. Paul asks someone else. He calls them true partner here. It could be a name of the person, the original Greek word, or it could just be someone who's calling true partner, another partner in the gospel. But he's saying to this person, help these women. They need help. They're not going to be able to do it themselves necessarily. So this person must have been someone who was good at acting as a diplomat, if you like, as a go-between, as someone who could reconcile those who had fallen out. And he says, look, you get involved, help them. And maybe that's something you're good at. You're not falling out with anybody, but you know two people who have, and you could help them reconcile. He asks this person to get alongside them. Then he says, along with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. We all have a part to play in making sure that fallouts in church are resolved. After all our names are together in the book of life. We'll be together for eternity. So let's work towards being together now, not just physically, but spiritually, on the same side.